Today is March the 28th. Today, we see the conquest. Today, as we read through the Bible in a year, please read Joshua chapters 11 through 13. Now, in Joshua 11, the Northern Alliance is defeated, and Israel is now free to occupy the land of Palestine without regard to the alliances that would have defended and possibly defeated any individual tribe. Chapter 12 and 13 tells us of the land that has been defeated, the alliances that were defeated east of the Jordan and now west of the Jordan, and chapter 13, the land that is yet to be conquered. Enjoy today as you read Joshua 11 through 13.
When King Jabin of Hazor heard what had happened, he sent message to the following kings: King Jobab of Madon, the king of Shimron, the king of Akshaph, all the kings of the northern hill country, the kings in the Jordan Valley south of Galilee, the kings in the Galilean foothills, the kings of Naboth-dor on the west, the kings of Canaan both east and west, the kings of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites in the hill country, and the Hivites in the towns on the slopes of Mount Hermon in the land of Mizpah. All these kings came out to fight. Their combined armies formed a vast horde. With all their horses and chariots, they covered the landscape like sand on the seashore. The kings joined forces and established their camp around the water near Merom to fight Israel. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. By this time tomorrow, I will hand all of them over to Israel as dead men. Then you must cripple their horses and burn their chariots." So Joshua and all his fighting men traveled to the water near Merom and attacked suddenly. And the Lord gave them victory over their enemies. The Israelites chased them as far as the greater Sidon and Mizrephath-Merim, and eastward into the valley of Mizpah, until not one enemy warrior was left alive. Then Joshua crippled the horses and burned all the chariots, as the Lord had instructed. Joshua then turned back and captured Hazor and killed its king. Hazor at one time had been the capital of all these kingdoms. The Israelites completely destroyed every living thing in the city, leaving no survivors. Not a single person was spared, and then Joshua burned the city. Joshua slaughtered all other kings and their people, completely destroying them, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. But the Israelites did not burn any of the towns built on mounds except Hazor, which Joshua burned. And the Israelites took all the plunder and livestock and ravaged the towns for themselves. But they killed all the people, leaving no survivors. As the Lord had commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua. And Joshua did as he was told, carefully obeying all the commands that the Lord had given Moses. So Joshua conquered the entire region, the hill country, the entire Negev, the whole area around the town of Goshen, the western foothills, the Jordan Valley, the mountains of Israel, and the Galilean foothills. The Israelite territory now extended all the way from Mount Halak, which leads up to Seir in the south, as far north as Baal Gad, at the foot of Mount Hermon in the valley of Lebanon. Joshua killed all the kings of those territories, waging war for a long time to accomplish this. No one in this region made peace with the Israelites except the Hivites of Gibeon. All the others were defeated, for the Lord hardened their hearts and caused them to fight the Israelites. So they were completely destroyed without mercy, as the Lord had commanded Moses. During this period, Joshua destroyed all the descendants of Anak, who lived in the hill country of Hebron, Debir, Anab, and the entire hill country of Judah and Israel. He killed them all and completely destroyed their towns. None of the descendants of Anak were left in all the land of Israel, though some still remain in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod. So Joshua took control of the entire land, just as the Lord had instructed Moses. He gave it to the people of Israel as their special possession, dividing the land among the tribes. So the land finally had rest from war. These are the kings east of the Jordan River who had been killed by the Israelites and whose land was taken. Their territory extended from Aaron Gorge of Mount Hermon and included all the land east of the Jordan Valley. King Shihon of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, was defeated. His kingdom included Aroer on the edge of the Aaron Gorge and extended from the middle of the Aaron Gorge to the Jabbok River, which serves as the border for the Amorites. This territory included the southern half of the territory of Gilead. Shihon also controlled the Jordan Valley and regions to the east. From as far north as the Sea of Gilead to as far south as the Dead Sea, including the road to Beth Yeshimoth and southward to the slopes of Pisgah, King Og of Bashan, the last of the Rephtalites, lived in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He ruled a territory stretching from Mount Hermon to Shelcah in the north and to all of Bashan in the east, and westward to the borders of the kingdoms of Gesher and Maacah. This territory included the northern half of the Gilead as far as the boundary of King Shihon of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the Israelites had destroyed the people of King Shihon and King Og, and Moses gave their land as a possession to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. The following is a list of the kings that Joshua and the Israelite armies defeated on the west side of the Jordan, from Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon to Mount Halak, which leads up to Seir. Joshua gave this land to the tribes of Israel as their possession, including the hill country, the western foothills, the Jordan Valley, the mountain slopes, the Judean wilderness, and the Negev. The people who lived in this region were the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. These are the kings Israel defeated: the king of Jericho, the king of Ai near Bethel, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Yarmut, the king of Lahisha, the king of Eglon, the king of Gezer, the king of Debir, the king of Gedor, the king of Hormah, the king of Arad, the king of Libna, the king of Adullam, the king of Makeda, the king of Bethel, the king of Tapura, the king of Hefer, the king of Aphek, the king of Lashuron, the king of Madon, the king of Hazor, the king of Shimron Medon, the king of Akshaph, the king of Tanakh, the king of Megiddo, the king of Kadesh, the king of Jokneam in Carmel, the king of Dor in the town of Naphrath-Dor, the king of Goyim in Gilgal, the king of Tezra. In all, 31 kings were defeated. When Joshua was an old man, the Lord said to him, "You are growing old, and much land remains to be conquered. This is the territory that remains: all the regions of the Philistines and the Geshurites, and the larger territory of the Canaanites, extending from the stream of Shihor on the border of Egypt northward to the boundary of Ekron. It includes the territory of the five Philistine rulers of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. The land of the Avites in the south also remains to be conquered. In the north, the following area has yet to be conquered: all the land of the Canaanites, including Mira, which belongs to the Sidonians, stretching northward to Aphek on the border of the Amorites, the land of the Gebalites, all of the Lebanon mountain area to the east, from Baal-Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo-Hemoth, and all the hill country from Lebanon to Misrephoth-Maim, including all the land of the Sidonians. I myself will drive these people out of the land ahead of the Israelites, so be sure to give this land to Israel as a special possession, just as I have commanded you, including all this territory as Israel's possession when you divide this land among the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. half the tribe of Manasseh, and the tribes of Reuben and Gad had already received their grants of land on the east side of the Jordan, for Moses, the servant of the Lord, had previously assigned this land to them. Their territory extended from Aroer on the edge of the Arun Gorge, including the town in the middle of the gorge, to the plain beyond Meribah as far as Dibon. It also included all the towns of King Shihon of the Amorites, who had reigned in Heshbon and extended as far as the borders of Ammon. It included Gilead, the territory of the kingdoms of Geshur and Maacah, all of Mount Hermon and all of Bashan as far as Shalika, and all the territory of King Og of Bashan, who had reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei. King Og was the last of the Rephaites, for Moses had attacked them and driven them out. But the Israelites failed to drive out the people of Geshur and Maacah, so they continued to live among the Israelites to this day. Moses did not assign any allotment of land to the tribe of Levi. Instead, as the Lord had promised them, their allotment came from the offerings burned on the altar to the Lord, the God of Israel. Moses had assigned the following area to the clans of the tribe of Reuben. Their territory extended from Aroer on the edge of the Arun Gorge, including the town in the middle of the gorge, to the plain beyond Meribah. It included Heshbon and the other towns on the plain, Dibon, Bamoth Baal, Beth Baal Meon, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Mephaeth, Kiriathaim, Sibma, Zeresh Shahar on the hill above the valley, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth. The land of Reuben also included the towns of the plain and the entire kingdom of Shihon. Shihon was the Amorite king who had reigned in Heshbon and was killed by Moses along with the leaders of Midian, Evi, Rekem, Zur, Hor, and Reba, princes living in the region who were allied with Shihon. The Israelites had also killed Balaam, son of Beor, who used magic to tell the future. The Jordan River marked the western boundary for the tribe of Reuben. The towns and their surrounding villages in the area were given as a homeland to the clans of the tribe of Reuben. Moses had assigned the following area to the clans of the tribe of Gad. Their territory included Jazer, all the towns of Gilead, and half of the land of Ammon as far as the town of Aroer, just west of Rabbah. It extended from Heshbon to Ramoth Mizpah and Betanim, and from Maanaim to the territory of Lodabar. In the valley were Beth Haram, Beth Nimra, Succoth, Zaphon, and the rest of the kingdom of King Shihon of Heshbon. The western boundary ran along the Jordan River, extended as far north as the tip of the Sea of Galilee, and then turned eastward. The towns and the surrounding villages in this area were given as a homeland to the clans of the tribe of Gad. Moses had assigned the following area to the clan of the half-tribe of Manasseh. Their territory extended from Maanaim, including all of Bashan, all the former kingdom of King Og, and the 60 towns of Jair in Bashan. It also included half of Gilead and King Og's royal cities of Ashtaroth and Edrei. All of this was given to the clans of the descendants of Machir, who was Manasseh's son. These are the allotments Moses had made while he was in the plains of Moab across the Jordan River, east of Jericho. But Moses gave no allotment of land to the tribe of Levi, for the Lord, the God of Israel, had promised that he himself would be their allotment.
Scripture reading from the New Living Translation by Emily Herrera. Email your questions to us at questions@becomehope.com. Tomorrow, we hear Caleb say, "Give me the giants." On Thursdays, New Hope Church releases the sermon, just the sermon from the previous Sunday. You can find that on our YouTube channel, New Hope Church Greenwood IN, or on your favorite podcast app. Just search for Become Hope.